This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. After tabling the issue on December 21st, Bloomington aldermen are now moving forward, approving an ordinance prohibiting water wells for potable water in the vicinity of Linden and Emerson Streets because of contamination from the Freedom gas station at the same corner. Mayor Terry Renner is in the studio for an update on that. Mayor, as always, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
You can join this conversation at 309-438-8910 to talk about any city business. But Mayor, let's start with the issue at the corner of Linden and Emerson. An ordinance popped up on the consent agenda on December 21st to prohibit the drilling of drinking water wells in the area because of contamination from the Freedom filling station. Ward 4 Alderman Amelia Burgess was able to get that issue tabled. Here's what you and Alderman Scott Black had to say during the December 22nd edition of Sound Ideas.
We're looking for some more information. You know, we have some questions for the parties involved. We want to know what the extent is, you know, what happened, how did we get here, and how do we fix it in the quickest time possible.
Yeah, and I think it's absolutely critical. I still don't quite understand how this made it to the consent agenda, and I haven't talked to administration in more details to find out why. For all kinds of reasons, this was a very bad decision. We did not actually talk to the residents in the area. They don't even know about this. Now they did. Now they will. We're going to reach out to them. So I don't quite understand how this happened this way.
What more do you know today, and what about this sort of thing ending up on consent agendas in the future?
Well, we certainly don't want this to ever be something like this to be on a consent agenda as we move forward. We do know even more clearly that the long history since 1988 with the Ilona EPA that this site has been contained. There's never no risk, but there's very, very minimal risk, and we're constantly monitoring this. Let's also be clear, you can't have a well as a resident in the city of Bloomington anyway. This is actually kind of like putting training wheels on a tricycle, but we had to do this consistent with the Ilona EPA guidelines. Let's also be clear, our city's water supply has very, very good quality. We issue an annual water quality report. We send it in a water bill in early summer. It's on our city's website. The levels of anything are way below the national standard. So absolutely want to ensure everybody, especially in light of some of the problems we've seen in Flint. In Bloomington, we are a green city. We work with the Ecology Action Center on all kinds of things. We also want to make sure that when we have a threat like asbestos in the Lincoln Leisure Center, that we protect the public and our environment. I think it's important to protect our city's financial resources, but also our natural resources. I'll do anything always to ensure that that's possible. Everything within my power.
Bloomington gets its water from Lake Bloomington. We're actually talking about the area of Linden and Emerson. And as you said, people are prohibited from drilling for water that they would drink in the city of Bloomington anyway. They should be hooked into the city water supply. Since our interview on December 22nd, I've discovered this sort of thing is not exactly common, but it does happen in the vicinity of gas stations. Dan Yandel on our Facebook page asks why Freedom isn't required to clean this up. And is that even logistically possible, or is it necessary based on the contamination?
Well, it may not. Now, this actually is going back to 1988, so it's a very, very long, complicated process. At this point, we have every reason to believe. We've had people come in last night at the council meeting that said this has been stable, it's been contained, and that there are all kinds of other protections. This is about 10 feet below the ground level, and there's pavement. The likelihood of any kind of contamination is very small, but obviously we're going to continue to monitor this. So that's part of what we want to make sure moving forward.
And there were some provisions to make sure that Freedom would be held accountable if necessary in the future.
Yes, and Amelia Burgess deserves a special shout out. She made sure that this was the case. She was going to protect not just her ward, but the entire community, and wanted to send a clear precedent that anytime you have an issue like this, first of all, it should not be on the consent agenda. Second of all, we need to dig into this and have serious answers and make sure that that there's perfect transparency or openness and transparency so that the people in the area know exactly what's happening.
And for people who don't really understand how the city council meeting works, the consent agenda is a list of items that are approved all at once with very little discussion. This wasn't a separate agenda item, and that's what Amelia thought it needed to be in order to have additional discussion about this particular issue.
Absolutely. I totally agree with the Alderwoman Amelia Burgess.
What do you know about contamination of Sugar Creek? This area is at the corner of Linden and Emerson. It's bordered by two branches of Sugar Creek.
The contamination. Yeah, and that I don't have the latest update on that, so I'll have to get back to you next time.
Okay. Terry Renner is the mayor of Bloomington. He joins us following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. You're listening to Sound Ideas.